on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 614, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Friday afternoon, heading into the evening. Many things going on tonight. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, dealing with the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three story.
Okay, don't forget Florida's spring license-free freshwater fishing event is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Florida residents and visitors can fish without having a license. All other rules and size limits will apply. Well, Southern Living released its annual South's Best Awards, with Florida securing three spots on the favorite beach bars list. Here we go. Pensacola's Floribama was named the top beach bar, followed by the Mucky Duck. That's down on Captiva Island, and Peg Leg Pete's on Pensacola Beach. And a bill endorsed by Governor DeSantis outlawing chemtrails in Florida has passed the Senate. Senate Bill 56 prohibits the injection, release, or dispersion of chemical compounds into the atmosphere to affect the temperature, weather, climate, or intensity of the sunlight. By the way, it was okay 28-9.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Again, that is Unbound.org. Looking at the roads here, only main problem we're having is North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. As for the weather, sitting at around 74 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Saturday and Sunday going to have highs of 79, but Sunday we're going to have some rainfall chances creeping in before a rather wet Monday.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Both federal and local law enforcement in South Florida announced the arrest of alleged gang members in a series of cold case murders more than a decade ago. Evan Brown has more from Miami.
The Cold Case Homicide Unit at the Broward County, Florida Sheriff's Office, working with the FBI and the U.S. Border Patrol, now have nine suspects in custody accused of four murders near Fort Lauderdale going back to 2014. And those nine people are also alleged to be connected to the Salvadorian gang known as MS-13, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We don't care how long ago you committed the crime. We don't care where you go. We will find you. We will arrest you.
One identified victim, Joel Canizales Lara, went missing in 2014. His body was located in 2021. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And immigration advocates are holding a vigil Sunday night in Doral to support Venezuelans facing deportation. Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar says the hardworking, honest people who fled their homeland because of the economic and humanitarian crisis deserve better. A judge has temporarily blocked the cancellation of TPS, which is temporary protected status for Venezuelans. But many are worried that they're just one court decision away from losing it, as President Trump has appealed the ruling and is actively working to eliminate it.
618, News Radio 92.3. A park near Cape Canaveral, Florida, is getting some funds from the federal government to help with restoration efforts. Esther Bower is down at Orlando's Fox 35.
Scobie Park made the cut in a $10 million Indian River Lagoon restoration project from NOAA. Mayor of Titusville says work in Scobie will stabilize the shoreline and stop erosion by breaking waves up with rocks. They're also working to keep toxins from ever reaching the water. The Brevard Zoo will work with citizen volunteers to plant mangroves, sand cord grass, and other native greenery to create a living shoreline. The money from NOAA is also being used to restore seagrass and help oyster and clam reefs grow to keep cleaning up the Indian River Lagoon.
And Florida is a step closer to overhauling the citizen-led ballot initiative process. The House on Thursday passed House Bill 1205. It would impose new requirements on groups sponsoring proposed constitutional amendments, including a $1 million bond for petitioners and background checks for those collecting signatures, a similar bill being considered in the Senate.
Veterans could get free medical marijuana cards from the state of Florida if a proposed bill gets through the legislature. The bill doesn't technically exist, though it's a proposal for a slimmed-down version of House Bill 555 introduced by Representative Alex Andrade.
You know, speaking of the bills passing through the state stuff, well, a new proposed tax package is making its way through Florida legislature as well. The House just passed a bill that would cut the state sales tax from 6% to 5.25%. The plan does not include sales tax holidays. Representative Wyman Dugan believes the cut will provide immediate relief for all Floridians.
When we talk about these tax holidays here, Governor DeSantis is preparing for a new Second Amendment summer tax holiday. Guns, ammunition, accessories, all tax-free. The event will run from Monday, May 26th, which happens to be Memorial Day, through July 4th.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. Got a deep dive into some national headlines awaiting you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, get pumped up for some high-energy fun from classic rock cover band Class X at the Gulfside Pavilion. Class X features two powerful lead vocalists and a vast array of material from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. It's at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, the market fallout from President Trump's tariffs continues. Well, here's Jerry Willis with more from New York City.
It was those Trump tariffs sparking a strong response from China this morning. They announced a 34% retaliatory tariff that originally today sent stocks lower for a second trading day. The Dow Industrials entered correction territory, falling 10% below its high. The Nasdaq entered a bear market. That's a retrenchment of 20%. The tech-heavy index suffering its worst week since 2020. Among today's losers, Apple, Tesla, Boeing, But interestingly here, Nike, which was a big loser yesterday, turning around after Donald Trump announced that Vietnam, a key supplier to the footwear maker, could negotiate an end to the 46% tariffs he had announced Wednesday for the Southeast Asian nation.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national notes in just a moment, but first, looking at the roads here, not dealing with too much. We've had some backups on Nine Mile Road if you're traveling eastbound passing Pine Forest Road, and also a little bit on North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, but once again, those congestion areas are not very severe at this time. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 71 tonight. We're going to have highs of 79 on both Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday we see those rain chances creep up and they're going to linger around into your Monday.
Yeah, we could safely say pop-up showers throughout the weekend starting on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that at least is guaranteed.
You know, and then kind of moseying on into Monday with the rain, like you said, being the most impacting on Monday. So we'll watch that for you. Mortgage rates are lower and remain well below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting today. The average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.63%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.05%.
All righty. You know, since we were just talking about weather, NWS saying that a deadly storm system stalling and could cause life-threatening floods from the Ohio Valley down to Louisiana and Texas this weekend. Arkansas, Missouri, and Tennessee, you heard us mention them earlier this week. They're recovering from devastating tornadoes. The storm system has claimed at least 8 lives and more than a dozen people have been injured.
Okay, there's a mixed report today on the job market that reflects last month. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Job creation was stronger than expected in March. There were 228,000 new jobs created. Economists were predicting 135,000. It's a sign that job growth was strong heading into April's tariffs and uncertainty. The increase in hiring was concentrated in companies that tend to see business pick up in warmer weather. The significant federal DOGE cuts have still not been showing up in reports, though federal employment did decline in March. The unemployment rate rose to 4.2%. from 4.1 in February, and previous job growth was revised lower. January and February jobs created were decreased by a total of 48,000. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
Well, Harvard University, kind of learning the Columbia lesson, it's in danger of losing federal funding after the Trump administration presented a list of demands to the Ivy League school. Demands include closing DEI programs as well as setting forth rules on student protests and reforming hiring practices. And I reference Columbia in this whole ordeal because the White House issued similar demands to them rather recently.
Interesting. Midday today, I got a chance to sit there and watch the return of the astronauts who had been in space for about 4 days. Yeah, a private space flight returned safely to Earth after nearly 4 days in orbit. Evan Brown reporting from Cape Canaveral.
Bitcoin investor Chun Wang took himself and three others to space for 3.5 days, chartering a SpaceX Dragon capsule. The mission, called From 2, safely splashed down into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California.
Welcome home, From 2.
As heard on SpaceX's live stream.
Copy, Stable 1. We see main chutes cut on behalf of SpaceX. Welcome home.
The flight originated from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida and was the first human space flight to circle the Earth pole to pole. The crew published pictures and video on social media of the polar ice caps. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump will not attend the dignified transfer of four American soldiers who died in a training exercise in Lithuania last week. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will attend instead at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Trump, meanwhile, will remain at his Mar-a-Lago property in Florida this weekend. When asked about this, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt pointed to Hegseth attending. Vice President J.D. Vance will also not be in attendance.
628, News Radio 92.3. Move over, Starlink. Jeff Bezos wants to share the internet in orbit.
Elon Musk's SpaceX has been delighting many across the planet with its Starlink, a constellation of mini satellites it's been launching into low Earth orbit, capable of providing high-speed internet to people on the ground. He's about to get competition, though, from Amazon. The Jeff Bezos company will be launching the first round of their own internet satellites called Kuiper from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. That first launch on April 9th will aim to set 27 of the orbiting devices into the sky. Eventually, they'll place more than 3,200. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And a federal judge has ruled that FEMA withholding grants from Democratic-led states is in violation of a court order. U.S. District Judge John McConnell blocked the Trump administration from freezing federal grants as the state's lawsuit goes forward. He's now twice found that the White House was not in compliance. The judge found the move is a covert attempt by the Trump administration to ensure that so-called sanctuary cities don't get federal funding.
News Radio 92.3, if you haven't done those taxes, time to start getting a plan together. Last day to file the 24-25 taxes, 11 days. Days now, Tuesday, April 15th. And a father is suing a school district after claiming his son was harassed by school employees for wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt. Here's Gary Baumgarten.
The suit claims a teacher and the principal at Madison Middle School in Mansfield, Ohio, violated the boy's First Amendment rights, repeatedly warning him to cover up or not wear the shirt, and then sending him to detention when he didn't comply. Let's Go Brandon is a catchphrase many conservatives use to criticize former President Biden. The school district telling Fox News Digital it can't comment on pending legislation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Let's not forget, mortgage rates lower. 30-year fixed, 6.63% today. Average rate on the 15 fixed mortgage, 6.05%. Coming up in less than 7 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Another tariff sell-off on Wall Street, with stocks suffering their worst losses since the COVID pandemic in 2020. The Dow fell 2,231 points. The NASDAQ entered bear market territory, dropping 963. Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence reports the Federal Reserve is weighing in.
Today, the Fed Chairman Jay Powell says tariffs put pressure, pushing up on inflation and slowing economic growth. He adds the Fed needs to wait and see how the tariff policy plays out before making any policy decisions, and that pushed the Dow sell-off even further.
Another round of severe weather expected in the South over the weekend. Fox Weather's Kiana Lewis is in Memphis, Tennessee.
The instability may shift farther south and enhance our tornado risk once again along the Tennessee and Mississippi border. Storms will likely be capable of producing tornadoes as well as strong gusts, mostly active for Saturday and exiting into Sunday.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The sell-off on Wall Street continued during the week's final session amid growing global trade war fears and fresh recession concerns. The Dow lost more than 2,200 points. The S&P 500 slid by nearly 6%. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped over 960 points. The White House sent a press release after the closing bell today celebrating Trump's Week 11 wins, praising the president for unleashing, quote, economic prosperity. CNBC is reporting the email was sent moments after the Dow lost 1,500 points in back-to-back sessions for the first time ever. The release highlighted the Trump administration's immigration efforts, including a sharp drop in illegal border crossings into the U.S. Job growth was stronger than expected last month. The Labor Department reporting non-farm payrolls increased 228,000 for the month, better than the Dow Jones estimate for 140,000. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. What Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter have done together at Jackson State and then Colorado was absolutely sensational. Last year, to me, Shador was the MVP of the Colorado program, but Travis was the Buffalo's best player, and we know he won the Heisman Trophy. Now with Colorado's Pro Day in the books, I'm going to guess that Travis is the second pick of the draft going to the Cleveland Browns, and then I have Shador Sanders immediately following him going to the New York Football Giants with the third overall pick in the NFL draft. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/sports. ethos.com/sports.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. In-store only. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says,
how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. Because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer Event, benefiting the American Cancer Society at Saposi Event Center, is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, there you go. News Radio 92.3, 637. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. It is a spectacular Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let me go ahead. I know we're pushing for time here. Let's get to the top three trending stories now.
Here's today's top
rate slower and remain well below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed, 6.63%. Average rate on the 15 fixed is 6.05%. New retro Pensacola welcome sign finding its perch on the landing of the 3 Mile Bridge where Gregory and Bayfront split. That new sign will greet 100,000 drivers a day who enter the city of Pensacola via the bridge. And the city of Pensacola has selected a demolition company to remove the old Baptist Hospital. Now we await for the price. That will come on Tuesday. A selection committee tapped L.M. Sessler Wrecking and Excavating as the top-ranked firm on Thursday.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, I'll get us started here with the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. Going through Tampa, Amalie Arena is hosting the Final Four this weekend. It starts tonight with defending champ South Carolina taking on fellow one-seed Texas. That's followed by UConn versus overall number one-seed UCLA. Championship game being played on Sunday, also at the arena. But want to let you know that the first of those two games, South Carolina and Texas, has already gotten underway. It got underway at the top of this hour. At the end of the first quarter, Texas is beating South Carolina 19-18. So we got a good game on our hands there.
All right, very interesting here. A game underway right now, of course. Blue Wahoos, 605, they're playing the Shuckers over on Main Street. And Tate Aggie Softball's annual strikeout cancer game underway. Well, let me explain. Junior varsity kicked off at 5, varsity at 7. The team, by the way, has raised over $200,000 for the fight against cancer. The Lady Aggies in action, and no advance ticket sales are available. Admission is donations only at the gate.
All righty, and we've got two big headlines here that are relevant in the NFL today. The Buccaneers restructuring the contract of another star player. The team tweaked quarterback Baker Mayfield's deal yesterday. That's number one. Number two, this actually came out earlier this afternoon while we were on air. One of the best wide receivers in NFL history hanging up the cleats earlier today. Atlanta Falcons legend Julio Jones revealed that he'd be ending his career after 13 seasons. In his announcement, the seven-time Pro Bowler thanked a multitude of teammates and coaches. He spent most of his career playing with the Falcons from 2011 to 2020, and he secured nearly 13,000 yards and 60 touchdowns.
I became a fan of Julio when he was with the University of Alabama.
When a lot of people learned to hate him.
He was just absolutely amazing. Yankees lead baseball with 22 home runs. Frank Lanza has more in this Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
The Bronx Bombers are living up to their nickname.
Driven out to right center field and deep. There it goes. See ya. His 500th extra base hit. His fifth home run of the year. And a 3-0 Yankee lead.
Aaron Judge launching another home run on the YES Network. The Yankees hit three more bombs in the game as they avoided being swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks with a 9-7 victory. Alex Bregman led his new team to a sweep of the Baltimore Orioles. The Red Sox winning 8-4. Bregman going 3-for-5 with three RBIs and his first home run with the Sox. The Astros beat the Twins 5-2. The Phillies over the Rockies 3-1. The Brewers shut out the Reds 1-0. Get this, the Reds have lost three straight games by that identical score, something that hasn't happened since the 1960 Phillies suffered such futility. In the NBA, it was a good night for the road teams. All six of them were winners. Giannis Antetokounmpo became the first player with 35 points, 17 rebounds, and 20 assists. With that historic triple-double, the Bucks beat the Sixers 126-113. Ja Morant's buzzer-beater lifted the Grizzlies over the Heat 110-108. Steph Curry poured in 37 points as the Warriors beat LeBron, Luka, and the Lakers 123-116. Other winners, the Magic, the Trailblazers, and the Timberwolves. On the ice in the NHL, the Blues are on fire.
And Kyrou to the middle. Quick pass to Thomas. Shoots, and he scores! Thomas wins it! 11 straight ties a club record.
Robert Thomas with a game winner in overtime on the FanDuel Sports Network. The Blues beat the Penguins 5-4. Other winners include the Canadian Senators, Avalanche, Stars, Kings, Flames, Jets, and Oilers. And you can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And police are investigating a burglary at the Seattle area home of Dodgers pitcher Blake Snell. Snell's home was broken into on March 26th, one day before opening day at Dodger Stadium. No one was home at the time, and it's unclear what, if anything, was stolen. No arrests have been made in connection with the break-in. This is just the latest installment. Now, I don't want to say that assuming that there's any correlation to some of the whole like South American gang thing. I don't know about all that, but it's just nonetheless a trend. Unfortunate.
Okay. San Antonio, center of the college basketball universe this weekend as the men's Final Four gets underway tomorrow.
Cinderella didn't receive an invite to the dance this year. For just the second time in the history of the NCAA tournament, the Final Four consists of all four number one seeds. Since seeding began in 1979, only the 2008 Final Four had strictly one seeds. That championship was determined in San Antonio, as will the 2025 title. In Saturday's first matchup, Florida takes on top overall seed Auburn at 6:09 Eastern after the Gators staged a furious comeback against Texas Tech in the Elite Eight. To end the evening, Duke and Houston tip off at 8:49 as freshman sensation Cooper Flagg looks to lead his Blue Devils to within one win of a championship. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And of course, we've been touching a lot on Alex Ovechkin. He's going to try to make NHL history tonight. He has 892 career goals, just three away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time league record. Ovechkin and the Capitals hosting the Blackhawks at Capital One Arena.
Wouldn't that be great if he did a hat trick tonight?
That would just be such a storybook conclusion.
It really would. Hey, it was a familiar name in Victory Lane at Martinsville Speedway this past weekend. Here's Joe Morgan.
Fox in the fast lane.
On lap 126 of 400, Denny Hamlin grabbed the lead in the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway. He never looked back.
The short track specialist from Chesterfield, Virginia, Denny Hamlin.
Allen delivers. He comes off turn four and wins the Cookout 400 for his 55th career victory.
That was courtesy of FS1. Hamlin led 274 of the last 275 laps for his first win of the season and his first victory at Martinsville since 2015. It was Hamlin's 55th career NASCAR Cup Series win, tying him with Rusty Wallace for 11th most all-time. Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson rounded out the top five. For Wallace, he has placed third for the second race in a row and sits in eighth place in the Cup Series standings. NASCAR now heads to South Carolina for the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway. Brad Keselowski is the defending winner at the track, and race time is scheduled for 3 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fox.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads here, luckily. That's typically how it is every evening. Thank you for staying safe out there. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 74 degrees, low of 71 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs in the high 70s, sitting at around 79, 80-ish. And then Sunday, we're going to see that rain creep in. Those rain chances will linger around on Monday to start your work week. Yay.
Just passing along some good information and news.
Yeah, I love to make you smile this evening.
There you go. Okay, significant storm threats continue throughout parts of the U.S. as we enter into the weekend. Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the forecast.
Another day of dangerous and potentially life-threatening weather for folks that live across the central U.S., the Mid-South, Ohio, Mississippi, and Tennessee River valleys. With strong to severe storms containing large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes, while catastrophic flooding is also a concern over the same areas. Meanwhile, moderate to heavy snow is falling over the Rockies, spreading into the high plains, and above-average temperatures will break more records over the southeast. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And with Janice's national weather update kind of bleeding us into a more national scale here, President Trump says the General Secretary of Vietnam's Communist Party wants to cut their tariffs down to zero. In a Truth Social post, Trump said he had a productive call with Tho Lim today. The president said the Vietnamese leader wants to make sure an agreement with the U.S., wants to make an agreement with the U.S. Trump said he thanked him on behalf of this nation and is looking forward to meeting him in the future.
Okay, U.S. Major stock indexes not reacting very well to the tariffs President Trump has introduced. Well, Howie Kurtz analyzes how the media is handling this in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Well, you didn't need a crystal ball to figure out what was going to happen yesterday to the stock market a day after President Trump announced his sweeping and sky-high tariffs against countries around the world. The Dow futures were down 1,000 points, and when the market opened, it took about 30, 40 minutes for the market to go down more than 1,500 points, finishing the day at 1,400 points down. Now, almost all the media coverage was negative. The Economist saying the most profound, harmful, and unnecessary economic error in the modern era, saying that almost everything Trump said this week on history, economics, and the technicalities of trade was utterly diluted. Now, some were supporting the president, saying we need to put up with this short-term pain in order to make longer gain, but this is hitting people, including journalists, in the pocketbook where it hurts. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And we've been mentioning this afternoon, you know, you got Columbia getting threats about federal funding cuts. We had Harvard getting hit with that. Well, the Department of Education warning that public K-12 schools could lose federal funds as well unless they comply with orders to eliminate DEI programs. The department has sent letters to state education commissioners warning that those programs are discriminatory and a violation of federal statutes. The letter singled out funding given to local school districts under Title I of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. For reference, public schools on average get about 14% of funding from the federal government.
Mexico's doing some crazy stuff right now. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin vowing to get to the bottom of Mexico, dumping millions of gallons of raw sewage into the Tijuana River. The folks over in San Diego do not like this at all.
I doubt it.
Absolutely. Sue Guzman has the latest.
Zeldin is planning to visit the southern border in San Diego to address the sewage problem, which has been going on for the past decade. Mexico is planning to dump another 400 million gallons of raw sewage into the Tijuana River, which is expected to flow into the U.S. and affect beaches near San Diego. San Diego Supervisor Jim Desmond telling Fox News Digital Mexican officials have not had an incentive to fix the problem because the government hasn't been held accountable. He says Navy SEALs train near the toxic runoff, and children and some elderly people have been sickened from the waste. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And the U.S. government being ordered to return a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. The Trump administration has said it was an error when Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador after being arrested. The Salvadoran national was accused of being a member of MS-13, a allegation that his attorneys have vehemently denied. The judge ordered the government to return Garcia to the U.S. no later than 11:59 Monday night.
6:49, News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7. It's been awarded. You know, this is our sister station here. Been awarded the prestigious Service to America Award presented by the National Association of Broadcasters Leadership Foundation. This is for 2024-2025. Kevin King, Cat Country's Operation Director, said this win was specifically selected due to the station's efforts participating in the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for Sacred Heart Children's Hospital. This is the fourth time, by the way, Cat Country has received the award and will be presented at the NAB's 2025 Celebration of Service to America Gala. That comes up in June in Washington.
All righty, 6:50 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some business notes for you, maybe some pop culture if there's time. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Marcus Point Baptist Church encourages you to invite a friend to the Community Sunrise Service inside Blue Wahoo Stadium. Reach out to your neighbors, coworkers, or even family members and show them an Easter tradition like never before. The Community Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday at 6 a.m. from Blue Wahoo Stadium. Visit our website at PensacolaChurch.org.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, some U.S. shrimp producers are optimistic about President Trump's tariffs plan. Lydia Hugh has more from Pascagoula.
American shrimpers are calling President Trump's tariffs a crucial lifeline for their industry. They'd like to be out year-round, but they can't. They say the numbers just don't add up. More than 90% of the shrimp that we eat in the United States is coming from overseas, and that means American shrimpers are forced to slash their prices, and they can't compete. Many are going out of business. The value of the shrimp caught by American shrimpers has fallen, in this case, by more than 45% in just a recent two-year period. And as those prices are falling, our imports from foreign countries are growing up to 1.6 billion pounds.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your business notes in just a moment, but first, looking at the roads here, not too much holding us up. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 71 this evening. Do have a surf advisory all throughout the weekend. Saturday and Sunday's highs are going to be 79, and on Sunday, we got that rainfall coming in.
Yeah, use the term pop-up showers.
Yes, that's a guarantee, yeah, that's at least.
That will cover it there. Double red flags flying this afternoon on Pensacola Beach. The Gulf is closed to swimming, so just remember that. Five Americans are pleading guilty to money laundering. This is stemming from a Nigerian sextortion scheme that led to the suicide of a Michigan teenager. Tom Rigotti has more.
The Justice Department says four Georgia residents and one from Alabama have pleaded guilty to using online payment systems to collect sextortion proceeds and send them to a Nigerian individual they referred to as the plug. Jordan DeMay was 17 when Nigerian brothers Samuel and Samson Agoshi posed as a woman on Instagram using a hacked account and struck up a conversation with him. The brothers then enticed DeMay to send explicit photos and blackmailed the teenager into sending money until he took his own life in March 2022. Federal officials extradited the Agoshi brothers to the U.S. last year, and a judge ordered them to serve more than 17 years in prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And an American steel manufacturer says President Trump's new tariffs on imports will benefit the industry. Stephen Capone, president of Capone Iron Corporation, told News Nation that it's a step in the right direction. Trump announced his sweeping reciprocal tariff plan during a White House ceremony earlier this week, and Capone said he thinks the move will help American companies deal with foreign competitors.
Hey, don't forget about this if you're a fishing person. Florida's spring license fresh fishing event, the free freshwater fishing event, is this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, Florida residents and visitors can fish without having a license. All other rules and size limits apply. Hey, here's some good news to pass along as you head into your Friday night. The release date of the Nintendo Switch 2 has not been delayed yet, but the reorder date has. Here's the latest. Tariffs may have a role here.
In a statement, Nintendo told Fox that pre-orders on the highly anticipated sequel console will no longer be on April 9th. Blaming potential tariffs and evolving market conditions. In the statement, they didn't say if the price for the Switch 2 would be affected, announced at $449.99 for just the console and just under $500 for a console and their newest racer game, Mario Kart World, packed in. Nintendo is also utilizing their fan base to stymie scalpers. Pre-orders from the company only being allowed by players with 50 hours playtime on the original Switch console, and who have purchased at least a 12-month Switch Online membership. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And President Trump signing an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for an additional 75 days. Chinese-based ByteDance was originally granted an extension from its original January 19th deadline to divest or face a permanent U.S. ban. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said that a ton of progress has been made, but the deal to sell the social media platform to a U.S. buyer needs more work. The president said they hope to continue working with China related to the deal.
Okay, the commanders of the U.S. European Command and U.S. Africa Command testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee about the biggest national security threats in their jurisdictions. Kevin Yurensky has more.
General Christopher Cavoli said in Europe, that remains Russia.
One that is willing to use military force to achieve its geopolitical goals and is today actively waging a campaign of destabilization across Europe and beyond.
General Michael Langley, the leader of U.S. Africa Command, said the threats on that continent are varied from
terrorists who take advantage of conditions in Africa to grow and export their ideology.
To the U.S.'s biggest growing threat.
It is where the Chinese Communist Party actively works to change the international rules-based order.
Each testified maintaining crucial relationships with our allies is key. Kevin Yurensky, Fox News.
And a Minecraft movie building momentum at the box office. The film based on the hit video game made just over $10.5 million from Thursday previews yesterday. It's expected to bring in between $70 and $80 million in its debut weekend. The film stars Jack Black and Jason Momoa and will take viewers into the overworld where gamers build anything they can think of.
Okay, so you got a kid that can sing. Let me just pass something on to you this afternoon. The Pensacola Children's Chorus needs voices for the Pensacola Sing spring season. That free program is looking for 1st through 12th graders. The rehearsals are held at 3 resource centers, Fricker, Woodland Heights, Gull Point. No, here's what I want to kind of emphasize this. No singing experience is required. If you'd like some more information, visit PensacolaSings.org/choirs or call 850-434-7760. Go out and make it a great day. We'll see you Monday at 4. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Have a great weekend.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.